The KCIS Ministry of the Month.
The KCIS Ministry of the Month for July, Living on the Edge with Chip Ingram. Heard weekday mornings at 11, Living on the Edge with Chip Ingram reflects his passion in helping Christians really live like Christians. As a pastor, author, and teacher for more than three decades, Chip has helped believers around the world move from spiritual spectators to healthy, authentic disciples of Jesus. Find out more about Living on the Edge at livingontheedge.org. Recently, Chip delivered the message declaring war on deceit.
See, when I lie and I move off the truth, I lose that sense of peace. And you know what? God doesn't want you to live that way. Integrity and honesty allow you to have a rich, intimate, deep relationship with God and allows you to be at peace with yourself. The lack of integrity, the lack of honesty with God, yourself, and others destroys your relationship with God. It will destroy your relationship with yourself. And finally, it destroys your relationship. Can you write the word in? You know it, don't you? With others. It destroys your relationship with others. Proverbs 25:26 says, like a muddled spring or a polluted well is a righteous man who gives way before the wicked. You know, a righteous man, a man like Abraham, does what? He lies about his wife to a king, and then he does what to the relationship with the king? He says, Abraham, man, what are you doing to me here? I can't believe it. I could be in big trouble, and you lied to me. He alienates his relationship through a lie with the king, and I don't know about you. I don't have a lot of record. I'm not sure Sarah's real happy for at least a few months. You know, I think this you're my sister stuff's growing pretty old. Can you imagine going to bed one night in the harem and going, well, I guess, Abraham, whatever you say, you know? You know, like, where's the real man in my life? Well, why did he do it? Because he was afraid, because he was insecure. Or, you know, remember Joshua 7? Talk about destroying relationship with others. Remember Achan and his lie? Did that have any impact on the people close to him? It's lethal. See, you never sin in a vacuum. Sins are like pebbles or boulders, depending on the sin, the time, the place, and the impact. And they go into the water of life, and then the ripples go out from them. And that's why it's so critical to be a man or a woman of integrity. I love the word picture here. In the ancient Near East, a muddled spring or a polluted well. He's giving us a word picture. A trampled spring, literally, is, if you've ever been to Israel, I've only been once, but I really want to go back. But whatever the picture I had in my mind, it wasn't like it when I went there. When I got there, it was like, a lot of it looks like desert. I mean, it's like really dry. You can understand why Jesus used the metaphors about water. Where there's water, there's life. And if there's not water, there's death. And so what they would have is they would have an oasis or a spring, and people would come from miles with their animals. And everyone knew, I mean, that's life right there. That's the spring. And so people were real careful with their animals, and they would take turns. Well, if you were from out of town or far away, you didn't care about that spring. And a muddled spring, some people would drive their cattle or their camels through it. And they would just go right through it and let the animals get in the water, and the animals would defecate in it and urinate. I'm sorry to be a little graphic, but, you know, it's good Old Testament history I'm giving you here. And so, I mean, it would literally poison or ruin the water. And so people later that day would bring their cattle or camels to come to find life, and instead what? Death. And he says, that's what it's like when a woman of God or a man of God gives way before the wicked. You are the greatest Christian someone knows. You're the greatest church member someone knows. And they watch your life, and they watch your tongue, and they watch your time, and they watch your relationships. And when they come to find life from you, but because of a lack of integrity, instead of finding life, they find death. Do you see how it impacts others? This, for me, has been the most motivating passage for personal integrity in all of my life. I've just realized, especially in what we all do, but especially in what I do, people expect and should expect not at all a perfect life, because they'd be, my family could tell them, I mean, not even in the ballpark, where what you say and how you say you live line up closely, never perfectly the side of heaven, but closely. But it can't be like this, because people come to you and to me as believers to find life. And like a trampled spring or a well, same picture, that gets polluted, so is a righteous man or a righteous woman who gives way before the wicked.
Chip Ingram and Living on the Edge, the KCIS Ministry of the Month for July. Hear his program weekday mornings at 11 exclusively on KCIS.
The KCIS Ministry of the Month